More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Tuesday, November 22nd edition of the program. Fauci's last speech at the White House. It's his last day. He's telling us all to mask up, to get the shot, to keep worshiping at the cult of the Fauci.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. We'll discuss that and why it is completely insane coming up here. Plus, FTX crypto continues to be quite a story. $120 million of real estate this guy bought. Almost like he had no concept of how much money was coming in and out of that place and was spending like a madman and bought a $20 million house for his relatives, his parents. We'll discuss this. Plus, Twitter has the libs freaking out. And oh, so much more. They still are losing their minds about all the Twitter stuff. Oh, and Biden as a safe bet for Democrats. Is that really where things are right now? We will discuss it. But I got to keep you safe online first. Do you have NortonLifeLock? If you don't, you need to. I've had NortonLifeLock for years. Here's why. You have to interact with all these companies online. They have your personally identifiable information. If they have a breach, which just happens, it just happens. Cyber hackers find a way in, phishing scams and other things. Then that information gets stolen and then gets sold on the dark web. So that's how the bad guys get your info. And then you find out usually when maybe thousands of dollars have been run up in your name. You have nothing to do with it. You want to avoid this. That's why you need NortonLifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information is getting exposed. You need someone to have your back. That's what NortonLifeLock does for you. And by the way, if you don't spot the identity theft threat, or Norton doesn't spot it, rather, they will actually give you a dedicated U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist to work to fix it. So they'll help you identify threats. And if you have a problem, they'll help you fix the problem, which they've had to do for me, by the way. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. With promo code BUCK, call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com. Use promo code BUCK for 25% off. So I got to tell you, I'm never giving this up with how Fauci is the absolute worst because he is. He is the absolute worst person in the federal government There is nothing to be said about his COVID policies and decision making that does not, for me, make me want to start using four-letter words. Oh, by the way, if you're seeing me on the Rumble channel and you're saying, why is it now a white wall behind you instead of the black drape that we had behind? I'm building the studio right now. The studio is being built. The Freedom Hut is in process right now. It's not really a hut. It's more like a lean-to or a half-built shack, but we're working on it. Anyway, Fauci's out there and he's doing his usual thing. You know, here I am telling everybody how awesome I am and how they should all listen to me forever and ever. Triple mask, get 18 shots, social distance, keep doing it forever. It'll keep you so safe. You're going to get COVID and it's not going to matter whether you did any of this or not, but he still loves to tell you to do this. Here's an example. This is just today, folks. It is November of 2022. And Fauci's out there telling everybody, you gotta keep masking up. Be proud of your mask. Wear that mask flag, wear that mask rather, and take selfies and all that stuff. It's crazy, right? He's nuts. Here he is telling everybody today that you should be proud. If you walk into a room wearing a mask and no one else does, you should be proud of that. Listen.
What do you say about the word mask now being a in some communities?
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I know sometimes when you walk in and you have a mask and nobody has a mask, you kind of feel guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty. You look terrific.
No, you don't. You look like an idiot, actually. You don't look terrific. But Fauci just keeps on. What is he going to say at this point? I mean, I do understand he's so dishonest that there's no way out of it now. What's he going to say? I'm sorry I was wrong about everything and that I pushed policies that made people miserable, stole years of their lives from them, separated families, shut down schools, destroyed businesses, made promises, did divisive vaccine mandates, fired people for no reason. He's not going to say all that. He should, but he won't, because he thinks he did his job, because you know what his job was? It wasn't to keep you safe. It was to be the patron saint of authoritarian COVID control, which is what he is, and to deliver a White House victory for the Democrats and to put Joe Biden in office, which is what he did. So I want us all to be very clear. Fauci, in fact, was dramatically successful as a partisan weapon for the Democrats and the left. In terms of COVID, he was an abject, miserable failure and should be thought of in those terms for all eternity. I mean, the history should show that Dr. Anthony Fauci it's not just that he got it wrong, because look, in the early days, yeah, sure, a lot of things we didn't know. He never admitted that he got anything wrong and kept on doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on the wrongness. It's just inexcusable. Even on vaccines, I know so many people that got the vaccine, and you know what happened last winter? They got COVID. Everyone I know who got the vaccine got COVID. I don't think I know anybody who got the shot personally in my life who didn't then get COVID. And they say, oh, well, it'll keep you from hospitalization and death. When you look at the age cohorts and the comorbidities, it's actually not true. It's just after about 60 days, it doesn't work at all. So if you got the shot, you're good for maybe a month or two max. And then you're just another person who could get COVID and it's going to have the same response. That's what happened. They were wrong about everything. Here he is telling you got to get your shot. Shot number, is it 5 or 6? It should be 16. Play it.
First of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family gathering for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for any other holiday as we get into the winter, it makes sense that you might want to get a test that day before you come into a place in which you might be infected and spread it, or other people who might be there, in order to protect. So there's masking is important, but you can count masking, vaccine, boosting, testing. All of that is part of the spectrum of protecting yourself.
All of it is part of the useless, moronic, COVID authoritarian lunacy that he is still pushing on all of you. None of that stuff works. None of it doesn't work. Didn't do it. It's been 2 years. I wouldn't even talk to people that think that this works about it, because it doesn't matter. They don't. Reality cannot seep in. But I wore the two masks and then I did. Nope. If they're still saying that, doesn't matter. I'm flying up to New York tomorrow. I'm in Florida right now. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Florida this winter for sure. And because, you know, it's wintertime. Florida's awesome. And I'm going to be up in New York, though, my hometown. And sure enough, there'll be a lot of people on the plane that are masking up. And I'm going to say, what are they doing? What are they doing? Makes no sense. It's lunacy. But they won't let it go. And Fauci still, he is so cruel and so dishonest that he will not tell people what you're doing is pointless. Stop. I'm sorry I lied to you for so long, but really it's so idiotic. I'm not going to put you through this anymore. Stop with the masking. Just and all the rest of it, too. Notice they don't talk about social distancing that much anymore. Do we have Dr. Ashish Jha? He's saying that if you get the shot, you will not die from COVID this winter. Do we have that clip, by the way? Because that's a good one to play as well. Can we play that one?
Here's what we know. If folks get their updated vaccines and they get treated, they have a breakthrough infection, we can prevent essentially every COVID death in America. That is a remarkable fact 2.5 years after we found this virus first in our country. But it's going to take all of us to make that happen. So please, don't wait. Get your COVID shot. Get your flu shot. That's why God gave you two arms. You can one in each arm if you want.
Yeah, just keep getting more shots. Become a pincushion. Listen to what they say. Do what they tell you. No. No. What he said is a lie, by the way. Lots of people got COVID boosters and died anyway last winter. So the only reason that that may be true now is because COVID is so mild, it is a cold. So you're getting a shot so that if you get a cold, you won't die, but you wouldn't die from the cold anyway. But if the cold is actually bad enough that some older and immunocompromised people could be at risk from it, at mortal peril from it, the shot's not going to save you. Will it reduce the risk a tiny bit? They'll argue, yes. Didn't last winter. Didn't matter. It didn't matter. And they just don't care. So, you know, they're going to have House hearings on this. We're going to be having Fauci up there on the stand. You can't handle the truth about 15 shots and 4 masks. That's what Fauci's going to say. Oh, boy. I want to talk about FTX in a second. I think it's a fascinating story. You ever want to invest in real estate and you just were like, I have no idea where to start? Because that was me. Then I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. Now I own multiple properties. They're all cash flowing to me every month. They've all done really well in the last few years in terms of home value. And I'm building out a real estate portfolio that over time is going to put me in a better place financially and even help me out in retirement. That's what Done For You Real Estate does, and they've done it for thousands of people across the country. I know the founders of the company very well. This is a really ethical, good group of people that just love what they do, which is teaching people and helping people step by step become real estate investors. I trust them. I've got my two brothers invested with Done For You Real Estate properties now, and I'm going to have more family members doing it in the years ahead because it's working out really well. Smart, stable, long-term, savvy real estate investing. That's the way to do this. You're not flipping a house in, you know, a month and trying to dump. No. This is finding value over the long term and building up the smart way with Done For You Real Estate. You'll see how it is for yourself. They'll help you with every step of the process, finding the house, getting the loan, getting the management company, getting the tenant in place, all of it. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Just go check it out today. Doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. So this FTX thing is fascinating. I got to tell you, there is now the founder of FTX bought $120 million of real estate. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry. Well, no. It's more. Here we go. FTX spent $300 million on Bahamas real estate. Wow. Homes and vacation properties for senior staff. This guy is just giving out multi-million-dollar mansions to people. You know, hey, you did a good job. That's what he sounds like. He's like, hey, we're going to save the world from climate change. You did a good job. Here's a $7 million house.
I mean, does Jeff Bezos do that? Is Amazon? Like, does anyone do that?
You know, I think that what we're just going to do this year, instead of a Christmas bonus, we're just going to give you a Christmas mansion, $10 million on the water.
Sam Bankman-Fried, guy who was supposed to be the first trillionaire, they said. And there you go. They may try to fill in all the holes here and fill the gaps. I mean, people are saying this was a massive fraud, but they're saying, well, if we can get enough money in to stabilize things, it's amazing to watch this whole thing play out. I mean, the whole thing is just such a reminder that so many of the people that tell you, oh, they know what they're doing, they're so smart, you know, they understand these smart, they have no idea what they're talking about. No idea what they're talking about. But people don't want to be left out, and it just turns into fear and greed. You know, are they more fearful of loss or more greedy for the upside? And that's really what makes the decision make. That really makes the decisions here. That's more important than almost anything else in this process. I just think it's amazing. It's about hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate. How could they have the kind of profits and value creation to justify that as a company? It's not like he invented crypto. He just created an exchange. There's already a crypto exchange called Coinbase. And there are others, too. This guy creates a crypto exchange, but then he's funneling money into all these other things from the crypto exchange. Sounds kind of like a scheme that begins with a P and ends with an Onzi, but now they're saying, oh, no, maybe they're going to... The whole thing is such a total and complete mess. But this is where we are, friends. This is how they do things. Then I wanted to bring in a voice that we don't all... Oh, wait. Before we do that, Elon Musk on Twitter, it's so upsetting to the libs. Really upsets them so much that they will say crazy things that they have to know at some level is crazy, but it's what the Democrat audience has been trained to care about. It's what the Democrat audience has been trained to believe. So it doesn't matter how insane it is. It just doesn't matter to them how crazy it all sounds, because this is what the audience expectation has become. So on Face the Nation, there's this guy, Scott Galloway, who actually says I always give credit where it's due, says intelligent things about male-female dynamics in America and the world today, about the dating pool. And as somebody who just left that world and is now engaged and soon to be married, I can tell you there's a lot of, we could politely call it market inefficiencies and distortions in the dating pool of the modern world. And a lot of very bad advice given to women, a lot of very bad advice given to men. So he's pretty good on that stuff. He is not good, though, on the Russian GRU skewing Elon Musk's Twitter poll so that Trump will be allowed back on because Russia wants Trump back. Remember, Russia doesn't invade Ukraine while Trump is president, does it right away while Biden's president. And yeah, they want Trump back. Exactly. Here is Professor Galloway on Face the Nation. Play four.
I think these polls are mostly a gimmick, and I would argue the people haven't spoken. The GRU has spoken. Twitter
Russian
has become...
Russian intelligence, you mean?
100%. Twitter has become a playground for bad actors and fake bots. This poll is meaningless. This decision is meaningless.
Why? The decision is meaningless? That's just a dumb thing to say. It's not meaningless that Donald Trump could be allowed back. No one thinks that. The poll is meaningless? You think they gamed the poll? Elon was probably going to let him back on anyway, so... You know, get a grip. Oh, it's the GRU. Doesn't even make sense. Why would the GRU even want to do that? And maybe, by the way, by doing this, he also has exposed a lot of the bots. Right? Maybe a lot of the bots are now, they can look at everyone who voted in this 12 million person poll or 12 million vote poll and probably have a huge ability now to sift through and sort through and see who the bots really are and get rid of them. That's also maybe part of this. I think Elon Musk is pretty smart when it comes to running a company. Probably knows more than an NYU professor. And I don't think the GRU is playing Elon like a fiddle, but this Russia is always the boogeyman hiding under every bed as far as the liberals are concerned. This was really interesting. Charlemagne the God is a radio host, does a morning radio, a very popular morning radio show. And this was interesting to me because he's a Democrat, and he says that, because a lot of talk now about Biden, what's going to happen, that Biden is the safe bet for the Democrats, which I think is true. And I think Biden is going to run again, which is crazy, but he will, I think. But it's also depressing. Like, that's really the best the Democrats can do. Here is someone who is a Democrat who sees that the fact that it's Biden is going to be, it's kind of sad. Play clip five.
For me, I don't see the bench that the Democrats have. Like, I personally don't see the person that they could put up in 2024 that could, like, really galvanize and energize people. I mean, the fact that Biden is still their safest bet, I think that's sad too. He probably will run because they don't have any other choice. You know, it's one of those things like, hey man, you're our safest bet. You know, you're what we got. You know, you won in 2020. So, you know, how about just you know, come on out again in 2024. Do I think he should? I really don't think they have a choice.
I think Mr. The God's analysis is astute here. I think what he's saying is totally correct. Democrats don't really have a choice. Biden is their best bet. It's sad, but that's where they are, so that's what's going to happen. They're going to all get behind it. They're going to all talk about, you know, how, oh, Joe Biden's great. He's fit as a fiddle. He's, you know, totally behind closed doors. He totally knows everything. He's got it all down. Sharp as a tack. That's a phrase. Sharp as a tack behind closed doors, which is just ridiculous. But look, people want power, and they're willing to lie for it, obviously. And that's nothing new. So we shall just have to see how it plays out for all these Democrats. By the way, Carrie Lake, I saw her on Friday at Mar-a-Lago, and she's saying she's still in the fight, and she may even be in the vice president's seat if things go according to plan for Trump and for her. We'll see. Here she is, though, speaking to the people of Arizona. Play clip 8.
Election day was 13 days ago, and Maricopa County is still counting ballots. Half of voting centers that opened for the first time on election day, where the overwhelming majority of voters were voting for Carrie Lake, were not operational or had significant failures. Thankfully, the Attorney General's office is demanding answers from Maricopa County. Attorney General Mark Brnovich is taking the first steps necessary to remedy this assault on our democracy. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about our sacred right to vote.
Mm-hmm. It is weird, isn't it, that the election was so not only poorly run in Arizona, but that it seemed to really come down in a way that... Now, you could say maybe it was just neglect, that Katie Hobbs, her opponent, just said, yeah, we'll just let things fly in Maricopa, see what happens there. But that's not okay. So there's more to this. There's more we will find out. And we'll continue to dig and look at this. I'll be with you tomorrow. I'll be back in NYC, so you'll see a change in the studio situation there. I'll be with the family for Thanksgiving. We'll talk some Thanksgiving, some Turkey Day stuff tomorrow. I'll be out on Thursday, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Shields high. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.